It's officially 2026, and my New Year's resolution is to prioritize high-quality pieces in my wardrobe. Thanks to Quince, I can already check that off my list. I'm already planning outfits around my new cotton Oxford shirt. It's such a classic, timeless piece that I know I'll be rewearing all year. Need more than just a wardrobe update? Quince has tons of options for the home as well. Maya has had the same dinnerware since college and has finally decided it's time for a refresh, starting with a gorgeous set of ceramic cake plates. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Don't wait. Go to quince.com/rehash for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/rehash to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/rehash.
Religion is basically being given like rules and then being told that the only way to figure out how to follow those rules faithfully is to
follow
invest
that
in the religion. Yeah. But like, you know, in the case of Chris and Bethany, they're also like trying to like squeeze out as much of a profit from all of this as they can as well. But through this, like, yeah, I do think it's a little more nuanced in that they're presenting sex as something that can be joyful in a religion where women having like any sexual interest or drive is so strongly demonized that like at the very least maybe will benefit girls that are already sharing the same views as them to begin with. Like, for example, Kristen wrote an article titled, "Is it weird for a girl to have a really high sex drive?" where she talks about how high her sex drive is and how ashamed she was of it.
Yeah.
But then how she kind of realized that while we usually assume that men have the higher sex drives, like there are exceptions and like girls can, and like it's about matching someone who has that same energy as you.
Well, yeah, it actually feels like they're attacking a lot of the problems that were also made clear in The Exorcist. Like, I was just listening to the You're Wrong About episode about The Exorcist and the way that the movie is, like, extremely punishing in its themes about female sexuality and, like, adolescent female sexuality and the threat that that poses to the Christian world, essentially. And a lot of, like, themes in The Exorcist are about girls discovering masturbation, you know, girls hitting puberty, all this stuff. So the way that it's so punishing within the Christian religion is very, it's very fascinating that they're kind of pushing against that.
And that's like to an extent because they're like, oh, it's okay to like have a sex drive and to like want to have sex and to all these things,
but don't act upon it.
Well, don't act upon it until you're married. So the goal is to basically get married off as young as you can. Oh, which a lot of girls in their religion get married off at university age.
Oh, there were these two people at our high school who they were a couple of years older than me, and one of the guys, I won't say much about him, but he was extremely Christian and, like, had this, like, pro-life song that he wrote, this, like, anti-abortion song. His girlfriend was, like, this really cute girl, really nice. Anyways, they got married, like, straight up so soon after high school because it was, like, yeah, they were abstinent.
Which is great.
Aged up for each other. They want to have sex. So they got married so fucking young, like, 18.
We went to an art high school, too, which makes it so much funnier.
Yeah, to be, like, extremely devout at our high school is insane.
We really, like, a school of sinners.
We went to a demonic high school, for sure. People doing ketamine in the hallway. Not actually, but
close enough. So the first thing I noticed while researching this video is, like, how much less popular Girl Defined is than I thought they would be. They have 158,000 subscribers on YouTube. And for reference, like, that's more than 200,000 less subscribers than you, the person sitting across from me.
Stop.
And I wouldn't say that Mai is that influential.
I definitely don't think I am.
JK, she is.
I'm not.
And this is, like, after they've been subject to all this, like, commentary and, like, gotten all of this attention on them where you would think, like, a good chunk of their subscribers would be, like, hate subs. Anyways.
Here's the thing, and, like, the problem I had with that You video is that the girl who made that video was a girl who had, like, I swear she had less than 100K subscribers. Like, she really did not have that many. She had a bit of a following, but it's like on Twitter when you tweet something and you think that it's going to your followers and instead it gets completely, not decontextualized because these girls are obviously saying fucked up stuff, but, like, it goes viral and gets taken to different places and to different audiences that you weren't writing with that intention for and, like, weren't right. You're creating stuff for a niche and then it's getting blown out. I think, like, that's kind of what happened with you. Like, a lot of the girls that followed her were, like, probably, like, little hippie girls and liked her crystal content. And instead, this girl went, like, mega viral within the context of a video where she was being made fun of. Mm-hmm. And so then it started attracting all these, like, haters to her channel. And this girl completely, she's very different from Girl Defined. She wasn't putting anything actually insidious out into the world, but got, like, bullied off the internet, basically. Like, she got harassed. And it's like, she was minding her own business. She made this stupid, cringy video. It's so entertaining and silly, but there's a bit of a duty of care to the people that you're going to go out. Like, if you're going to seek these people out and, like, pluck them out of the internet and then make them famous, I feel like you do have a bit of a duty to ensure that they're not getting bullied. And, like, that is kind of the gripe I have with a lot of these channels. I know that they target a lot of, like, actually bad people, but it still just feels like if these people aren't actually having that much of an influence, you're making them more influential by doing this, or you're, like, bringing attention to them in a way that actually doesn't, they don't need the attention. I don't know.
No, I agree. And, like, I think, especially with, like, some of the videos that they went viral for initially, it's, like, the how to dress modest video, it's like there are a lot of religions where people dress modestly, and that's just, like, besides the fact that, like, a lot of religion has, like, very patriarchal values in it, I'm not about to criticize a woman for, like, wanting to dress modestly because they feel like it adheres to their faith in some way, or it's, like, what they want, and they're sharing something that they think is, like, fun for their, like, very small audience. And so I think making fun of that is kind of silly to me, because it just feels like that is only a symptom of such a bigger problem. And mm-hmm. to, like, come after these girls who are just trying to make some, like, relatable content. This is, again, that's not the case for all of Girl Defined's content, but some of the specific videos they've gone viral for outside of the other context.
Well, it's not like they've, like, most of the time I've seen them discussed in commentary channels, it's with regard to their more cringy kind of, like, sex-related videos. It's never with regards to their, like, homophobic or transphobic videos.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, what do we actually care about? And it's mainly just that these girls are, like, lame and weird, and not that they're spreading harmful views.
Yeah,